Now to that deepening rift between the US President Donald Trump and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump has accused the Ukrainian leader of being a dictator, and he said Mr. Zelensky needed to move fast or he wouldn't have a country left. 2 days ago, senior politicians from the United States met their counterparts from Russia to discuss the possibility of a peace deal. The move sidelined European countries, most notably Ukraine itself. We can take stock now with Christopher Miller, who's the Financial Times correspondent in Kyiv. Christopher, thanks for talking to us. I know it had been expected that Donald Trump would be a little more pro-Putin than his predecessor, but is there surprise at the scale of his hostility towards Volodymyr Zelensky?
I think, you know, both at the scale and the swiftness in which all of this is happening and this war of words is unfolding. You know, President Zelensky and the Ukrainians here really thought that they might have an opportunity with Donald Trump. They had been frustrated by what they say is the slow pace of American military assistance and financial assistance to Ukraine in the Biden administration previously, and thought, you know, there's a chance with Donald Trump here to sort of persuade him to get on our side, to say that a Ukrainian victory can be an American victory. Trump is someone who likes winners. And so they had hoped to play to that with Trump. And instead, what they're getting is a Donald Trump who is sort of reverting back to, or rather sticking with, his very flattering sort of position and of Vladimir Putin and the Russians, and really seeking to normalize relations with Russia in this extremely swift and very shocking manner.
As you say, in a matter of days, the relationship between the US and Europe has been upended. How do the people you talk to feel about what lies ahead?
Ukrainians are really frustrated. They're exhausted after, you know, 3 years of full-scale war, 11 years of warfare, because Russia's invasion began not in 2022, but in 2014 with the annexation of Crimea and invasion in eastern Ukraine. So they're tired. They're frustrated. They really do need and want the West's support. Donald Trump's position here has shocked them. But this is a people and a country that have proven time and time again their resilience and determination, and the politicians and ordinary folks and soldiers on the front line who have been speaking to have said, you know, with or without American assistance, we will fight on. We're hoping to broker security agreements and deals with European countries. And so that's what they're working on now, both trying to get the EU and European countries on their side and to sort of step up assistance, but also still working to convince the Americans and the Trump administration that you know, they need to work together and remind them that they are very close allies.
Is it in any way clear, though, how Europe will carve out a role for itself in this process? Because the accusation over the past few days is that really it was caught flat-footed.
You know, I'm not sure it was completely flat-footed, but there seems to not be necessarily a consensus on how to assist Ukraine in its fight against Russia's military aggression. Certainly, we see these meetings happening now also at a quick pace between EU leaders, France's President Macron calling meetings with his counterparts to discuss what to do. So I think this is going to unfold very quickly. Certainly, they're going to have to come up with some type of plan, not only to assist Ukraine, but to replenish stocks that they're using to send to Ukraine. So they're going to have to ramp up military production. They're going to have to show some kind of consensus and unified front, I think, here to really show strength and unity.
Mr. Zelensky is meeting the US envoy, Keith Kellogg. How important or not might this meeting be?
Well, Keith Kellogg got off the train yesterday morning in Kyiv and said that he was here to listen to the Ukrainians, to hear what they have to say about what they need, what they want from Donald Trump, and then to take that back to Donald Trump and speak with him in the White House and formulate some kind of coherent policy toward ending this war. You know, we've gotten messages from Trump that are not always the same over the last few days. So really, I think they're trying to meet here in Kyiv with President Zelensky to formulate some kind of plan of action that can then be taken back to the president to hopefully form some coherent US policy vis-a-vis Ukraine?
The Financial Times has been reporting on the treatment of Ukrainian prisoners of war by Russian soldiers. What have you found?
That's right. Today we published a documentary film investigating Russian executions of Ukrainian POWs on the battlefield. And what we found was that this seems to be a Russian military policy, a state policy. Instead of taking prisoners on the battlefield, they are gunning them down in huge numbers over the past year plus. And we managed to track down one soldier in particular who we likely believe to be involved in the execution of six Ukrainian prisoners of war on the battlefield in eastern Ukraine.
Christopher Miller of the Financial Times in Kyiv, thank you for talking to us.